Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. As we continue on in a message I've been sharing out of the first and second epistle of Peter, the second epistle talks about in that first chapter that God has given everything to us that pertains to life and godliness. But because of that, we were to do certain things. We were to add to the foundation of our faith goodness or virtue. We were to add knowledge, the knowledge of Christ, an understanding of the ways and the character, the nature of God, the things that He asks of man. And thirdly, to be temperate or self-controlled. We have been given so great a salvation, and to safeguard that treasure, that walk, which is our walk with God, we need to be self-controlled and temperate. And I said it's on yesterday's broadcast, it's not a matter of willpower, it's not a matter of discipline, it's a matter of laying hold to eternal realities, spiritual realities. It's not just a matter of fortifying your willpower so you're going to be strong and you're not going to do that again or you will do that, but it's a matter of realizing the vision for the joy that was set before Him. Jesus endured the cross. And beloved, that's what God is asking us to do. That will provide the strength we need, the anointing we need to persevere in whatever our particular goals God has given us to achieve, to aim for, whatever it is. He will help us, but we have to get that vision in our mind's eye, if you will, of that it will enable us, that will give us the strength. And it's not because our personal willpower, even the strongest of us, can be quite weak, but it's that partnering with God's vision. You know, I often, do I not say at the end of the broadcast, there's power in agreeing prayer. You may be praying and asking God and you haven't seen the answers yet, or you may not have anyone you can agree with. There's power in agreeing prayer. And so when we agree, and when we're agreeing with God, think about this as we're talking about self-control, there's power in that. When we pray in the Holy Spirit is sending those intercessions, those prayers before the throne of God that will be effective in seeing us walk in a victory and a joy that we have not walked in before. So, now that we have received this great salvation, Peter's telling us, be temperate, be self-controlled. And perhaps you are aware from your own life or from those that you have seen round about you in your Christian walk that great victories have been lost through one unguarded moment. How many pastors have seen people come out of darkness, they've gotten gloriously saved, they throw everything they have, they're just into Christianity, they're so excited about the Lord, but once that thrill wears off, they return to their old ways and habits, or hurts, or the things of the past, or else they can grow bitter, very religious. And those who return to their old lifestyles have failed to cherish and to safeguard the salvation that they have received. And that's where self-control or temperance comes in. And those who grow bitter and religious, they have failed to appropriate temperance's ultimate purpose, which is to make us holy as God is holy. As Peter says in that first chapter of 1 Peter, He says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And then, of course, that word conversation means in all manner of living, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Praise God. And so when self-control or temperance is not purified into holiness, it typically will translate into legalism and religiosity. And I'm sure you've known people like that. They're not very pleasant to be around, and they're also generally not very joyful. So we need to have temperance to guard the treasure of our salvation, and also so that we can pray. Hear what 1 Peter says in chapter 4 and 7. Let me turn to that. He says, but the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch in prayer, or be responsible in prayer. The world, basically, we know, is coming to an end. Prophecy is being fulfilled. This age will come to a termination, to an end, with the return of Jesus Christ. He will set up his millennial kingdom. And then we know from Scripture, then he will create a new heaven and a new earth. So in God's timing, what we know will be over, and there will be a new heaven. There will be a new earth. Scripture has declared it, and we know that that time is coming. However, in the present day, and the days in which, and the time in which we're living, Peter wants us not only to be aware of the day of the Lord, he wants us to look forward to it. Let me turn over to 2 Peter, the third chapter, reading verses 10 through 13. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. I must read verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Praise God. So to get ready, we need to add self-control or temperance to our faith so we can pray. And beloved, this is the most important, the most valuable spiritual asset we have, if you will. It's not fighting, it's not preaching, counsel, or even witnessing. Why is prayer? Because prayer, beloved, when we are in a time of testing or trial, it's the one thing that we're least inclined to do when our circumstances get rough, or you're really going through a hard time. Sometimes that's the last thing we want to do. But you know, our natural instinct, we're speaking of the natural man, God has given us instincts, and he, even to the animal kingdom, it's to fight or to flight, or to, in other words, to run or to fight, to engage or just get away out of the danger, out of the trouble. And it takes exceptional fortitude of mind and enormous self-control to pray with the right attitude, to pray in faith. And we have to stop walking by sight and start walking by faith. And to do that, well, what's required? We have to ignore the trouble, the danger that we can see, and focus on what we can't see, on the refuge, on the victory. One of the amazing power of the Word of God, beloved, before I was ever saved, I happened to be with my brother. We went down to a basement auditorium of a local church there. And I happened, as I leave, to pick up a couple tiny scriptures in a promise basket. And one of them declared, "For in the time of trouble he will hide thee in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle will he hide thee. He will set thee up upon a rock." And so, beloved, God is there for us. He is our refuge. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And so we have to stop walking by sight, start walking by faith. We have to ignore the physical things, not be unaware of it, but to focus on spiritual realities, focus on the Lord. And we have to practice the presence of the invisible Almighty God. God is with us. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. And so the habit of prayer, that immediate response of turning to the Lord, is not just something that is arrived at easily necessarily, but it's fought for, it's developed. So when you need it most, it's there. To pray when rough times hit, beloved, we have to start now. We have to develop that relationship with the Lord that will enable us to go through the best of times and the worst of times. We have to trust in him. We have to know that he will be there for us. He will never give us more than we can bear. We have to cultivate the clear-mindedness and self-control to pray. Again, that vision that we have, that God has given us when we're seated with him in heavenly places. Why do we have to concentrate and emphasize that? Because then we get above the things of this world and we can join our perspective with what the Lord sees for our lives. And we must learn to pray before we react, before we fly off the handle or lose heart and get discouraged. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and on tomorrow's broadcast, we'll look at a further important reason why we need to have self-control. And as I always do, if there is something in your life that you've been struggling with, beloved, I invite you to write. And if the Holy Spirit is moving on your heart, perhaps you're a new listener, perhaps you've listened for a short time, or you may have listened for a long time, you've never written. And if the Holy Spirit's moving upon you, I urge you to obey him, because he has a reason for doing that. This ministry, it's continuance. We've been in existence in 1965, over 50 years, and God has been gracious to supply our needs. And so all I have to do is be concerned about pleasing God and obeying him, and God does the rest. I do invite you to write, and if he's moving on you, I invite you to obey him. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.